did. So you have to learn. They have to teach you how to keep, you know, all the insects away from the plant. How to remove the tears away from the plant. Where to plant, what type of seed, how long this one will take, how long this one will take. If it happens naturally, spiritually, it is there too. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. But one hindrance that we have that will make you sow and not reap is sin. We say in Isaiah chapter 59, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save. Iniquity, he said, your iniquity has prevented God from saving you. Why is your situation not changing? Year in, year out, every night you are for vigil in brother assembly. You belong to 3 prayer groups. In fact, every day of the week, now vigil. Your neighbors know once night come, you know they sleep for house. What happened? In the morning you are coming from vigil. Yet, now that one room you still there since the past 5 years. And they continue to yap you. What is happening? The Bible says it's because of your iniquity. What is iniquity? Iniquity is knowing the right thing to do and refusing to do it. And that is what bride assembly, they are most guilty of. You know the right thing to do, you will not do it. You know the right thing. We have told you the right things to do here that pertain to salvation. I mean, both salvation and even prosperity. You refuse to do it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to obey the laws of prosperity. I'm going straight there because our time is gone. Remember, today is communion service anyway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But so that our visitors, we can release them to go, those who don't want to join us. There is a law for prosperity. And that law is in 2 scriptures that I have. Number 1 is in Joshua chapter 1. Number 2 is in Luke chapter 6. Who will help us read? Verse 7 and verse 8 of Joshua.
Only be thou strong.
Yes.
And very courageous.
Yes.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law.
Observe to do according to all the law that
which Moses my servant commanded thee.
Yes.
Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left.
Don't turn away from it to the left, to the right. Just obey. Don't complain. Don't interpret. Don't inject anything.
That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
So that you will do what? You will prosper in whatever you do.
This book of the law shall not depart
out. Which book? This Bible.
Shall not depart out of thy mouth.
Yes.
But thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
Day and night.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written there.
Not some that are written there. All that are written there.
For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
Why you do that? In meditating in the word of God. Meditating in a way with a view to doing all that is written in this scripture. Especially that which pertaineth to prosperity.
And then thou shalt have good success.
See. No matter how I stand here and conduct deliverance for a cause that a man has thrown on you to work. Let me tell you something. Church, listen. Devil knows spiritual laws. If a man stands with all his juju in his witchcraft and say, after speaking in tongue, in the demonic tongue, and in incantation, invocation, and cast a spell of poverty on you, it will not come and hit you, boom, then you fall down. So, when you are to be delivered from the curse of poverty, anointing not going to carry you to your for ground. Do you understand? Because the curse of poverty, it doesn't live in you like a spirit. What the devil will do as a result of that curse, he will come after you and try to tell you, you see, all the principles of prosperity that you will do, he will give you every reason not to apply it. Number 1, immediately you receive any money, he will give you every reason not to pay your tithe. You don't know that that curse sends that demon to you. opportunity to do anything that will bring you prosperity according to the scripture, he will come and reinterpret that thing, and then you will reason with him. Is that not what he did that brought the curse on Adam and Eve? You now reason with him and follow him to do that stupid thing he tells you to do. Then he stands, he is laughing. Therefore, how will you receive deliverance from the curse of poverty? Is your thinking that will change. And you don't have to fall under anointing for your thinking to change. It's a decision from the heart. Anointing, if I put up for this, it's not the work. If I put up for this, it's not the work. No! It's the first thing is, go repent. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Have mercy on me. From today, I'm going to follow the principles. And what are those principles? Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, verse 30. Luke chapter 6, verse 30.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Give to every man.
It's the law.
That accepts of thee.
He said, give. Everybody shout, give.
Give.
That's the secret for prosperity. Brethren, that is the secret for prosperity. The secret for prosperity is give. Somebody shout, give.
Give.
Turn and look at your neighbor. You must give.
You must give.
Maybe no hear you. Now tell you, say some people, if you say come, they're going to look you. Tell them three times. Three times, tell them. You know, even as I talk now, somebody is thinking I'm preaching, give me. It's not me. What I'm saying is for your own good, because it's what I practice. I told you people, I don't preach what I don't practice. He said, give to every man that asketh of thee, and what?
And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again.
And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. When they say ask them not again, that is, don't trouble that person who has taken away anything that belongs to you. Now, I have to explain it like I did yesterday in the camp. Was it yesterday? Yesterday in the camp. Praise the Lord. I said, now let me tell you. Go to verse 38 so that you understand this. Read verse 38.
Give and it shall be given unto you.
See, this is a principle. Everybody take Bible and mark it in your Bible if you never mark up.
Good man.
Wait, where the marker? I marked this scripture in 1989 in my Bible when God spoke to me that the secret for you to prosper is this scripture. Give to every man. Every man is every man. Whether he's a member of your family or a member of your church or a stranger on the road. Give to every man that asketh of thee. And he said, and he that taketh away your goods, he said, ask him not again. How? Finish that verse 38.
Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaking together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met with her, it shall be measured to you again.
He said, give. When you give, what will happen? Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall God give you. What did that scripture say?
Shall men give?
Who will give you?
Men.
Who will give you?
Men.
Men. God has ordained that we are no more in the days of manna falling from heaven. God has ordained that he will meet man through man. That's the reason for the salvation of mankind. He came in a man. When God wants to save you, he will use a man to save you. When God wants to bless you, he will use a human being to bless you. That is his principle. That is why when he wants to bless you, he pushes another human being to come to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He says, give in you good measure, pressed down, shake it together so that no space, and it go full so there it go be run over, shall men give unto you. Now it's not the person you help, it's not the person you give that pays you back.
Yes.
Amen. It's not the person that you give. Just give. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Some will pay you back. Some, hallelujah. Some will never remember. In fact, it's those that you go help too much that later on always end up planning against you. Maybe the thing you have stopped giving him now. Now you were giving him, it has become a right. So now that you stop, he knows all your secret because he's close to you. So don't mind this man, I'll finish him. Praise the Lord. No, that is not how God works. The person, amen, the person you give is not the person that will come back to help you. Now watch it. As I was saying yesterday, if for instance somebody needs some particular amount of money, maybe particularly in Lagos, the thing that when they worry people pass the house rent, he needs money for his house rent, the embarrassment is getting too much, he comes to you, please brother, can you borrow me 10,000? I'm trying to explain Luke 6 verse 30, the second statement there. He that taketh away thy goods, he said, ask him not again for it. Then he'll ask you. He has no hope, oh, but he knows you have the money. If he comes to ask you, you will not give him, since there is no hope of him paying back. So he comes, please brother, borrow me. Next month end, I'll pay you. He has no hope anywhere, month end, anywhere. And God knows he's desperate. God knows he's desperate. He comes to you, please borrow me. Amen. That is the reason why some people have this policy. He said, any money I will borrow you. Hallelujah. There's this policy some people have, and I love that. Any money I will give you that will not hurt me, if you don't return it, I will not give you. William Branham said so too. Amen. So if I give you any money, it must be money that if I give you and you don't give me back, if anything happens and you don't give me back, it will not hurt me. Because somebody may give me money to keep, that he's coming next 3 weeks, and you come urgent, you say next week you will give me. Then a Christian brother now, believing you that you are saying the truth, then I carry and give you. Now that is not giving. That is not giving. When you want to help somebody, make sure it is your money. And I hope you know, the Bible also warns us not to stand shorty for strangers. I hope you know that. You don't stand shorty for strangers. And if you are going to stand shorty in a police station for any case, make sure if the person runs away, you can settle the thing. If it's matter where you know, say your strength may reach, they go stand shorty for somebody. You only stand there, he will escape. They will grab you. When you finish paying, then he will come back, brother. I be no vex. I hear what you go through. I will take time to pay you back. They lie. Serpent seed in the church. He knows it. They do it against Christian brethren. That is why we are supposed to have a lot of wisdom when we are dealing with people. But I'm talking of an ideal case now. When you give him that money, and the time, the 1 month time he gave you comes to pass, and he doesn't show up to pay, if you ask him, he tells you, I beg, I never get out. And you can see sincerely, he doesn't have it. That is what that scripture is talking about. Why will he say, you should not go after him again? Because in verse 38, he said, if you give, men will give to you. Now, I always tell you this. I say, watch it. I have observed it. People who are close to me, They have tried to call their attention to that. They have observed it. Anytime you help such a needy person, watch it between the period and within that period that he said he will give you, before the date he gives you, watch it. Always, it has never failed for those who I told to watch. You will have seen some type of favors that came within that period that are well over that amount that you gave that person. Within that same period. And we are not sensitive enough to know that that is God's own way of paying the debt of that his poor son. That is why he said, and God himself will make him not to pay you the time and the go. Wants you to think, within this period, I never return the money for you. But not too many people are sensitive enough. Now, the principle for prosperity is give. If you must prosper, you must be a giver. Ah, don't know how we talk this one. Give. Now give. Give. What you need, that is what you should give out. If you need love, give love out. This give is not only money. Every aspect of wealth, spiritual and physical. If you want favor anywhere you go, for people to be favoring you, when people come to you needing anything, give them favor also. Because the Bible says, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Read from that verse 30 again. Verse 31.
And as ye would that men should do to you.
As ye would that men should do to you,
do ye also to them likewise.
Oh. Just reading that to confirm what I'm saying. If you want people, divine favor anywhere to be following you. I know people that don't even have bank accounts, don't have any documents. One letter of invitation only, they will enter for visa. As they reach that visa, the person when they interview, they say, oh, how are you? How are you? Like say, you know you somewhere before. Where are you going? How long are you staying? Okay, that's good. You want to go and know my country? You've never been there before. I hope you can take care of yourself there. Yes. Bah. They go, they joke. They go. But some, they will have all their documents. Plus Jara on top. When they reach there, the man will not even open the document to look. He will just stamp and bam, sorry. Amen. Check your life away. That's what you do, the two people. When people are in need, especially those of you who employ people, there are some of you that have staff. They work and give you profit in millions every year. You are building houses here and there, here and there, here and there, here and there. The day you see them wear new shoes, you set up board for them. How did you get the money to buy shoe? Hey, hey, this is my money. That is how some people, and they go to church. They go to church. I've seen women that have their house help. They are not house help, they are house slaves. They are the same age with your children. But as the children come around, the difference is clear. The difference is clear. That is somebody else's daughter. That is somebody else's daughter. One day you will not be around. Your daughter will be at the mercy of another woman. People don't know life. People don't know life. You want peace. Create peace around you, around the people around you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You want God to promote you. People are working under you. For the past 10 years, they never get any one single promotion. You have seen wicked people. A man, a boy will serve you according to the agreement. The 7 years don't reach. He don't dey over. Now that time, you will begin find fault so that you dismiss him. You will not settle him. You'll be setting trap for the boy. Set the trap. If he just enter, what? You carry and go village. Therefore, I will not settle you. That man will cry to God. and you will know. My God told me something. He gave it to me as a wisdom to live with men. And that's why when I deal with every man, I let my conscience judge me. That if I stand before God, I'll be justified. The Lord told me, he said, whether they are, I'm telling you what he told me in 1989. He repeated in 1990. Then I knew that he was going to expose me to people. That is why he was telling me all this. He told me, whether they are Christians, they are your church members, they are family members or not, whether they are believers or not, he said, for every human being on earth, he, God, has assigned his angels behind that person, reporting to him everything concerning that person. Therefore, be careful how you deal with every human being. You set trap for somebody, the angel will tell God, see the person who set trap for, and see how they go. You don't know any time somebody is crying, God is asking, why are you crying? When he's also rejoicing and making thanksgiving and praising God, God is also saying, why is he rejoicing? Ah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give. Secondly, hallelujah, you must pay your tithes. That is one area that people fall into trouble with God so much. Can we read it, please? Malachi chapter 3. Book of Malachi chapter 3, if you are there. Read it from verse 6.
Praise the Lord. For I am the Lord.
Sorry, from verse 6. Yes, go ahead, from verse 6.
For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from my ordinances, and I have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that ye may remit in my house.
Can you see what God is saying in verse 8? Can we meditate on that for a few minutes? He said, will a man rob God? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. And you say, wherein have we robbed you? He said, in tithes and offerings. And if there are robbers that rob God in tithes and offering, they full bread assembly. Ask your neighbor, are you a robber? Answer, Amo. No, you don't understand. God call you a robber if you don't pay your tithes and offerings. You're a robber. Nobody means you're a robber. Now, ask your neighbor now. Are you a robber? Answer him. Praise God. Why did he say in tithes? You robbed me in tithes. You robbed me in tithes. Hallelujah. Now, it is clear for every business you do, who is that divine business partner that you have? How? Some people don't know. Who is that your business partner? Your number one business partner is who? I didn't hear it well. Do you really mean it, or you are repeating what somebody else is saying? Have you always known it, or you are just knowing it now? That every business you do, your first business partner is God. And the agreement you have with him is 10% of the profit belongs to him. And you chop everything, chop his own on top. He called you a robber. I see angels of God following some people. My tithe. The other one, you chop all. Now another one, they come again. I will give you again. You go chop them again. Another time again. I see it happening like that in the spirit. May it not be your portion in the name of Jesus. The second one. Now, when I say tithe, brethren, tithe is tithe. Every increase in your income is tithe. Profit minus liability. and what you call income minus expenditure. What do you call it? Traders. Hallelujah. The profit you have, sales minus purchases, equals to profit. 10% of that profit belongs to God. And you just stay like that, and somebody brings a gift of any amount. Brethren, practice it, practice it. Practice it. Hallelujah. Practice it. Apostle Paul admonishes us to practice these spiritual exercises. Hallelujah. Spiritual exercise profited much too. You can practice giving, and giving will become part of you. If you have 100 naira, somebody dash you, practice, record it. Hallelujah. Record it. Praise the Lord. 10 naira there belong to God. Keep it for the week. The next time you find yourself in your church, whether it is in Bread Assembly or any church you belong, go and pay it. It belongs to God. He said also in offerings. Now, how do people rob God in offering? Sorry, is there any lawyer here? Is there any lawyer? I want you to confirm something. Is there any lawyer? Just wave your hand. Hey, my brother is a lawyer. Now, confirm to me this legal principle. There's a legal principle concerning consideration. Give him, see him coming. Okay, any of them. There's a legal principle concerning consideration.
Praise the Lord.
Eh? In commercial law.
Praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Consideration is what you give out to earn something. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, it says, the legal principle says, consideration must be adequate.
Yes.
That is the law.
Exactly.
Now that is commercial law. It says, consideration must be adequate. If you want to settle somebody for what he has done for you, in consideration of what he has done for you, he said that consideration, he said it must be adequate, commensurate to what he has done for you. It's a law. Now let's bring it. Why God says you rob him? Somebody will come offering a thanksgiving food. Hey! He will squeeze 5 naira. He will squeeze 5 naira. You're a robber! From last Sunday till today, you did not buy drug. You were not sick. You were not rushed anywhere. Divine health. And see all the favor. You chop nyafu nyafu. Eh? See all the goodness, the good things that God did for you. Witches and wizards came several times. You remember the dream you had day before yesterday? How suddenly an angel appeared and chased them away from you. You woke up, hallelujah, God, I will serve you forever. You know it. Your landlord came and extended your stay. You begged him, he agreed after you prayed. When the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, he said, honor the Lord with your substance. With your substance, not only with us. Hey, you prepared day before yesterday that today you are going to give thanksgiving on your birthday. What did you pray before the Lord to show him you are grateful for what he did for you the past 1 year? It's a shame on you. You don't know it. You're a robber according to this scripture. That mentality must change in this church. It's wrong. Why are some bringing thanksgiving with bags of rice, with gold, with pure water, with something, and lay it at the altar? And some are saying, praise the Lord. Instead, they will say, stand up and shout some hallelujah. Hallelujah, go go to baby. He said, God cannot be mocked. You can't deceive God. Let that nonsense stop in Bread Assembly. Change your thinking. Change your thinking, brethren. No matter how angry you are, I go talk. You are a robber. You are an ingrate. You are a cheat. 419. Until your 419 is so there, you are doing it even with your maker. Your God. Opportunity to show him gratitude. You don't. It's wrong. I was given an example of a classmate of mine. A senior Air Force officer. When he was promoted to the rank of a general, And I was telling him that we will. So when are we coming for your Thanksgiving? I know you will have a get together now. Invite all our classmates and all our friends. We'll come to Abuja because you are the only person that got it among all our mates. He said that is what people were telling him. Everybody is phoning him. When are we coming? When are we coming? He said he told his wife that you should give her a bill of what it will cost for a befitting party as a big man concerned. He said the wife gave him 2.something million naira bill. He said, are you sure? Check again. Anything remain? The wife said, no, this will do. He said, he took it. I went to the church and took their bulletin for their church and saw where they wrote there the church needs. He saw the one that was the equivalent of that amount of money he had. The wife had earmarked for the party. He said he took it and went to the pastor. He said, take, gave him the check. This is my own contribution, my own thanksgiving for my promotion. I know if it is not for God, I wouldn't have got this rank that I got. He told me, he said, Alu, he said, we have learned from your own experience. He said, you want people when we compete together for that rank they didn't get, me I got. Then they will come and be drinking. If they're not poisoning one of my glass there. He said, they are drinking, they say, idiot. Now money thief, they do this one so. I said, they drink. With a greeter, they greet you, they smile here, they curse you for your heart. He said, now those kind of people, you make a come Canada, and somebody come celebrate with me. He said, Azubaka. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's true now. I am still to see a real thanksgiving in this church. I'll be the one to give that thanksgiving. I know I will give it. Don't worry, wait and see. You will see my thanksgiving. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So let's stop robbing God. As I close, stop robbing God. So, like in school of agriculture, they learn how to sow and reap, how to harvest. Also, the principle for giving. Who are you supposed to give? Because it's not every ground that is a fertile ground. You need to know where to sow for your financial needs. For spiritual needs, hallelujah. I have already told all the ministers, for those who have ears to hear, they will hear. I told them, I said, the people are the reason why you have that anointing. And I told them, the more you use that gift, hallelujah, without selecting, for God is no respecter of persons, the more that anointing will increase. That is one secret of the anointing. And many people don't know. Hallelujah. There are only two things. Amen. Or three things. Three things. A clean heart. Clean heart. For the anointing. Clean heart. Humble yourself. Be humble. As long as you remain humble, you are available. Hallelujah. Amen. That anointing will continue to increase, and you don't commercialize the gift. But unfortunately, in this church, it is this last one that is difficult to take away. Pastor Thomas was saying something. He said, it's like you dangle a carrot before a small child. You don't chop a chocolate. You don't chop small. Then you say, you want to take and come out. He said, that child will cry. You look for where you put that chocolate. He said, that is how this spirit of Aladeleju in this church has come to pass. But I know, he said, it is not possible with men, it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. If this is a true ministry, God will use some of them and do example for others. And of course, I also know that there are tares and there are wheat in the church. No matter how I have spoken here against commercialization of the gift, if you hear some things I hear, your heart will break. Hypertension will catch you if you are in my position. And even the people concerned, it's like everybody truly will go the way it is written of him. But I don't want to be guilty of not speaking against it. And the truth is that the church members are the ones encouraging it. The church members dangle it. Please, can you organize some? Do you know that there are groups, group for alternative in this church? With group leaders. And here am I, I have stood on this altar. I laid a curse on anybody in this church that will charge anybody money to use your gift for. Number one, who to give to prosper? Number one, give to God. That is tithes and offerings. Tithes and offerings. You know, a brother now, Brother Felix, just gave his testimony how his company was to fold up. If the company folded, it means he'll become unemployed. He stood, he told God, that is where I get my income. He said, God, you remember, I always pay my tithes. How many people can boast like that in time of trouble? How many people? When it comes to offering, you people, I keep giving an example, at least, please permit me to say, it's the same Brother Felix that told me years ago, when he was still earning less than 150,000 naira as his salary, he said he told God that during offering, anywhere he goes, whether it is Lagos or any service he goes, that he will never give any offering less than 200 naira. He said it. That day he didn't know what he was doing. He was challenging me. Because when it comes to offering, there is a tendency when it's time for offering, you just put your hand like this. Anything within your pocket. Sometimes even you bring it up. I know some people that go to Dickie to collect change. They put 15 naira. Say, Dickie, give me 14 naira. I want to put 10 naira. Hallelujah. Is that consideration adequate? He has seen how he remained after some years without job. And how after prayers, God gave him that job. He said, what will he use to show God he's grateful? He decided to bind himself to that vow. He said he will never give less than 200 naira for anywhere he goes. When he says 200 naira, I don't know, because he's a secret giver. I know by now, he's certainly that amount has gone beyond 200 naira. I know. Because I know such a person will have, you know, seen what God has done for him. And at the same time, want to give a consideration that is adequate. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To God, that's number one. Number two, give to God's ministry. I can't go into any further details. I just list them. And then please catch it from there, because I have to close now. Give to God's work. Give to the ministers of God that God is using to bless you. He is scriptural. Galatians chapter 6 verse 6 commands so. He said, let him that is taught communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. Praise the Lord. It's true. So it is good. Remember the Bible says, if you give to any of my servants in the name of a disciple of Christ, he said, it will not go unrewarded. Just a cup of water. Anytime you sow, and yesterday I gave you several examples that time will not allow me to give, about people who have given and right in this ministry, and the testimonies they have given after all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6 and 7. He said, the husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Yes, now, if God blesses you through this church, we the ministers here should be the first people to be partaker of that blessing. So there's nothing strange. Hallelujah. It's nothing strange that you come here and then make the life of the ministers. Hallelujah. Give to support evangelism. Give to the poor and needy. Hallelujah. Proverbs 28 verse 27 says, he that giveth to the poor shall not lack. Why? Because in Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 17, the Bible says, he he that had pity upon the poor lended to the Lord, and will be repaid by God. Proverbs 22 verse 9. He that had a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. And Proverbs 21 verse 13 is underlined in my Bible. He said, whoso stoppeth his ear at the cry of the poor, he himself will cry, and he will not be heard. Ah, that scripture is dangerous. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Give to brethren. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10 says, especially unto them of the household of faith, as much as you have done it to the least of these my brethren. Matthew 25, he said, you have done it to me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We can talk about giving for three services here, and I have so much to say concerning it. But let me tell you, enough is, you know, whatever I have said here, hallelujah, if there's anybody that is wise here, it's supposed to be quickened to you in such a way that you will even go deeper than what I have spoken in the understanding of what I am saying. All I'm saying is, change your psyche, change your attitude, change it. Whether you're a minister, give them brother, give them sister, musician, hireling workers, hallelujah, you can see God has even helped you. Amen. Take a look at the church. Look at the needs of the church. Go pick up an area of the church to develop. Let something be recorded somewhere that this is what I did. Why are people like this? I give an example. A mommy here, one of our elderly women here, she said when they said they should donate money to repair this our car park, she said she didn't have, she's not employed. She remembered her brother. She went and met the brother. The brother, see. He said the brother told her that in his own church there is a project he has picked up there that is costing him 24 million naira to do. He said that is why he cannot do anything now. But he still said, can you bring the list of what they want to do? Maybe I can choose a particular area so that when I finish with my church, I can face there. Then she said, no, anything where you have. He said, in that case, he doesn't know this church. He only knows her. Since God's name is attached to it, he wrote a check of 100,000 naira. Brought it, Pastor Thomas. Hallelujah. And then we brought it. We don't know him. But then I sat there and said, that is a church member in a church project of 24 million naira. It looks like I'm inducting you. No, I want to provoke you to good works. Hallelujah. I want to provoke you to good works. I want somebody to wake out of slumber. I want somebody to live up to a responsibility. I want somebody to show evidence for serving the living God. You can't prosper until you move God to prosper you through giving. And may you remain givers from today in the name of Jesus. If you are sure from now, your attitude towards giving will change. Shout hallelujah. If you disagree with me, you want to remain the way you are, shout amen. Shall we stand up?